Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Thursday, April 18. The Premier, Jacinta Allen, joined me in the studio to announce Ballin 24.
We are proud to say that from the 2nd of to the 5th of July, this in the lead up to Paris, Melbourne will be hosting all six Australian Olympic basketball teams in a big tournament where we will be able to have fans be able to go along and see the very best of our nation's basketballers before they head off to Paris.
So this is a unique moment to bring together the Boomers, the Opals, the Rollers, the Gliders. And in light of that, the 3x3 teams actually need names, the men's and the women's.
They do.
All six in the same, in a four-day stretch.
It's going to be a big basketball, big 4 days of basketball. And what's also really great is that it's going to, the ticket pricing, they'll start at $5, which means for families, they can get along, be during the school holidays, they can get along. And when you think that Victoria and in Melbourne, we're the basketball capital of the country, 40% of all people who participate in basketball are here in Victoria. So it's a big sport here in our state. And as a result of that too, so much of the homegrown talent, players that have come through the junior ranks, are now playing in the NBA, in the WNBA, in European leagues. So to have the chance for them to come home, if you like, before they head off to the Olympics. The Olympic team brings the players together, and this tournament, Ballin 24, it's called, is going to bring them home for the tournament in the lead up to the Paris Olympics.
And I asked the Premier whether abandoning the Commonwealth Games was a black eye for the states.
Look, I don't believe so. I think when those who watch the global sporting movement, we can, and I'm not going to jump in on the, some of the challenges that we're seeing our colleagues in Brisbane work through. These big international events come with some particular challenges. And when you think that we stepped in at short notice when the Commonwealth Games Federation was looking for a host city, we made that decision on the basis that we wanted to see the longer term legacy benefits that come from a games, investments in housing, sporting infrastructure, tourism and events. We are now doing that. We have now moved to that phase where we're investing in housing, as I've mentioned, upgrading sporting venues. We've already made announcements to upgrades like Eureka Stadium, the basketball stadium Bendigo, the golf, the bowls and croquet clubs. So we're doing those investments and we are still seeing huge interest. And indeed, we are attracting more and more events. You've already listed a few, the State of Origin, Tottenham, the Ballin 24. We're continuing to attract many events.
Phil Davis shared his reaction to the heavy collision suffered by former teammate Sam Taylor.
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to Jack Buckley yesterday because we were chatting about it. And it was interesting how the game went for the Giants. They were playing really great football. Injury with Sam, lost all their momentum. They just sort of limped to half time being okay. They get flying again. Cornelio looks like he does his ACL. Lose all their momentum. And this is sort of like, I think, when significant injuries happen, it is very hard to concentrate on the game because it becomes this reality of what's happened. You sort of go out there and play and don't think. You just go out and you just go, go, go. And, you know, Sam's come forward and spoilt the ball, you know, thousands of times. But this one, he gets head-on-head collision. And then, you know, to me, it looks like a double concussion. He's knocked out before he hits the ground. And because he's limp, the whiplash to then hit the ground. And, you know, it was disappointing, unfortunately, that the cameras, you know, zoom in. That, to me, was a relatively harrowing sort of moment to see his face and his body's reaction. And I think a lot of the players that I've spoken to, that was a pretty scary moment. And for me, this is the thing where, like, from a player's point of view, you don't think about these risks until you're confronted with them. And that was something that, for me, was a scary one. We've seen a few, like the Mason Wood one, Collingwood versus St Kilda on the outer side there. But these are the kind of ones that I think as you get older, you think about more. And, you know, and this is probably the side bit of what you were saying before about Nathan Murphy. It's like, well, Sam's the next one, and now he's had a really big concussion. You know, these are the things that you have to start weighing up. Our game is just so combative and fast. You know, Sam's speed to get to that contest was lightning. That collision is so high. Yeah, that scared me. And to be fair, Jared, it's one of the reasons why I'm very happily retired, because those kind of things by the back end of my career started to really scare me and weigh on my mind.
Brenton Sanderson, set us up for the night of the Western Bulldogs.
For a coach, there's five quarters, and Beveridge's fifth quarter last week was disappointing. He didn't handle that post-game match conference very well. It just made it murky for me, like about where everything sits. And I know we've talked about it a lot this week. There just seems to be a bit of a disconnect at the moment around talent and contracts and role and youth versus experience and where sort of everybody fits at the moment at the Bulldogs. The balance is really challenging though, Jared. So you do need to make decisions for now. You need to win, but you also too can't make decisions by neglecting the future. So you've always got to ensure that you've got really good, young, hungry, talented players coming into your team. You can't back end a side and all of a sudden it falls off a cliff where you go all in to win a premiership and then you haven't exposed any young players. You don't know where they sit. So that's a really delicate balance for coaches. We talked about it before the break about how Essendon, though, went a bit sort of 40, 60, 30, 70 in the midfield. Guys like Caldwell and Durham did a really good job around, you know, Bontempelli and Libba. But there is so much talent at the Bulldogs. I don't quite understand why they're not having more success. You know, English is an All-Australian ruckman. We mentioned Bontempelli, Liberatore, Treloar. What's up with Norton? You know, like he needs to be performing better. You think with a player with so much talent. And then you've got those players in the VFL who I think are exceptional players who I don't understand why they're not playing in the AFL. So the Bulldogs, they're just inconsistent. And unfortunately, if you're a fan, you just don't know what you're going to get at the moment, and you're not getting a four-quarter performance. They've had some good wins so far, but it's just so up and down. It feels like you don't know what you're going to get. So one stat that sticks out for me, Jared, at the moment with the Bulldogs is they have the worst pressure act differential in the AFL.
Right.
And I asked the fans last week, is that if you're watching the Bulldogs, is that what you see? And it just feels like when the whips are really cracking, the pressure's not there to create turnovers. They're sort of back to getting scored against too easily. So, yeah, challenging week. However, I know there's – and I think sometimes the mistake that we make is each year in the AFL we have a premier and we have 17 teams that have failed. And I think we sometimes live through that during the season as well, is that there's one or two sides that we fall in love with and there's 16 teams that we think are failures. So I don't think there's any shame in meeting your expectations. I don't. And if you're 8th, 9th, 10th on the ladder at the moment, or if your win-loss record is 3-2 or 2-3, if that meets expectations, then I don't think you've failed. But in the same breath, I think we're expecting more from the Dogs with the talent that they've got. That's my expectations as a footy person watching them play, is I am expecting more. So that's where I see, or I feel that the disappointment is coming from, is that the expectations are higher than what we're getting. So the fans are right. Tonight we need to see it, and what a perfect test, because St Kilda, we know, coached by the master Ross Lyon, is they are going to choke the Bulldogs. It's going to be really hard for the Dogs to score tonight.
And Premiership captain Easton Wood assessed his old club.
Well, they're under a bit of pressure, Jared. It was, I was at the game for the gather round against Geelong, and I really liked what I saw for the majority of the contest and the game. Geelong were just too good on the day, but it was a really solid, balanced performance. And I thought, you know, if we just tweak a couple of things, we'll be very dangerous. And then obviously that Essendon game, things did not look quite right, did they? So the boys will be under a bit of pressure, but they'll know that. They'll have been working really hard, and hopefully they can really bounce back tonight. But the Saints have looked solid too. So it's going to be a tough game, Jared.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.